الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صلِّ وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صلِّ وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صلِّ وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله، يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها 4 حرم، ذلك الدين القيم، فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. In Bukhari Sharif there is a narration hadith of a person which we all know, more or less to refresh it again, who had killed 99 people. So we can imagine what a bad life he must be leading, what a gangster he must be, what mafia he belonged to, 99 people. But even after that, Allah put in his heart that he should change. So it's very important, every guna we commit, Allah save us, but regard it as guna. Even after such a time, that da'iyah, that desire will come in a person, I must make tawbah, I must change. And then he went to an alim, who was an alim of the book of Allah, of that time. But he was not an alim of Allah, ma'rifat of Allah he did not have. He knew the rules and regulations, but he did not know the mercy and kindness of Allah Ta'ala. So he asked him, halli min tawbatin? Is there tawbah for me possible that I can be forgiven? A man who had killed 99 people, he said, no tawbah for you. That person was such a person, he killed him also. And he completed his 100. And then again it came in his heart, 100 people now I've killed, and I've killed an alim also. Then he went to an alim, alim-e-rabbani, who knew the book of Allah, the laws of Allah, and knew Allah's clemency, Allah's mercy, Allah's tolerance, Allah's forgiveness. Then he knew that also. So he says, no problem. Just make tawbah. Allah forgives all gunas. And Allah's forgiveness, illa man taba wa amana wa amila amalan salihan. Those people who make tawbah, have correct the iman, have the iman, وَعَمِلَ and then they do righteous deeds. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. These are those people, all that wrong, Allah changes it into good. That 100 murders, major gunas, Allah will change it into good. Who in this world can? Yeah, if a husband asks his wife forgiveness, wife asks the husband, your worker asks you for forgiveness, the most you forgive. But you don't say now, you stole 2 million rand from me, my worker, now I'll give you 20 million. Because you stole 2 million, I'm going to give you more. Allah does that. Allah gives how much more? We cannot imagine. Allah give us tawfiq by coming khanqa and all, every aspect, to know Allah Ta'ala and not to lose hope and then to turn to Allah. And there's no delay in turning to Allah Ta'ala. The sooner a person turns to Allah, the better. we find that Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his mother brought him as a little child, small baby, and told him, for your khidmat. He said, khidmat? He said, you can use him as a shield. You can use him as a shield. Then we hear of young boys who are not balis, standing on their toes, they want to go in jihad. That small age of theirs was not a barrier. So we also, if you are still a little child also, you are still not matured, go in the path of Allah. Go turn towards Allah Ta'ala. Then the youngsters, how many of them? Allahu Akbar. What sacrifices of Islam they made. Then a person gets married. We read of the Sahabi who just got married, consummated his marriage, and the call was made for jihad. That marriage and that life of marriage did not stop him. Now he went away in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And after that, that age that comes, we say, oh, the Sahaba, pie and large they gave their lives. Great, great people. Qasim, Muhammad bin Qasim, age 17 years, all this age in the whole Ummah, this has carried. So let nothing stop us, let us carry on. Old age, sickness did not stop them. We find the Sahabi who was paralyzed, his leg wasn't walking properly. His wife told him, you're making excuses. He went and he became shaheed. And he made dua, Ya Allah, let me not return home again. And the camel wouldn't make its face towards Medina Sharif. So every age, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, so weak that at one time when the Sahaba, when he was taking miswak from the tree, his feet, the bottom, the shin, opened the bud. And he saw it so thin, involuntarily they laughed out. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you're laughing at him, you know who he is. At the age of 95, he became shaheed in the path of Allah. Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, what ripe old age and gone out in the path of Allah. Their home didn't make them a distraction. Their home country, where Medina Sharif, where Istanbul, his qabr is there till today, and everyone goes and makes ziyarat. So we shouldn't delay. Anyway, then he told him, yes, you have. Ibn Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullah alayhi explained, told him that you have come from this town of Fajra, which is all vice and evil, a place of great, great evil. So don't go back there. Now go to Nasara, a town of righteousness, piety. So he started going. On the way, he passed away. And he was still further from Nasara, the town he was going to. He was closer to the town that he came from. Malaika came both of Jannat and Jahannam to take him. Man who killed 100 people must go to Jahannam. The other Malaika of Jannat said he has made Tawbah. He must go to Jannat. In their dispute, then Allah made it, an arrangement was made that measured the distance. That the place which is nearer, he must go to that place. And the place he was nearer to was the evil place. But Allah's Qudrat is above everything. And also at this point, let us remember that there are many things that we don't understand. And what is our understanding? What we want to measure the commands of Allah with our understanding. Where can we understand the system of Allah Ta'ala? Our yaqeen must be that we understand, we don't understand. It is Allah's saying, we accept it. Miraj till today until Qiyamah, with our brains we can't understand. But a firm conviction in the heart, 100% physical miraj in a part of a night took place. And what a journey, actual physical journey of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the whole event of Mi'raj, when Allah Ta'ala revealed Alif Lam Mim, Ghulibati Rome, that Rome will be overpowered. And at that time it was impossible to understand that Rome can be overpowered. But those who had yaqeen, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, battle of Tabuk, battle of the trench, and he hits on the rock to split it, to break it, and sparks come out, and he says, I see the crown of the kings of Persia and Romans at your feet. Those people made a big laugh about it, the munafiqeen, who have got no yaqeen whatsoever. their five namazes have become qaza, which is more dearer to them than their food, more dearer to them than their sleep. And in this condition they are dreaming, daydreaming that the crown of the crowns of the kings of Persia and Roman, of Roman Empire falling at their feet. Where can that be? But what, in a few years' time, fi bid'i sinin, khulibatir Rum, Rome was overpowered. And everything what the Quran Sharif had said came to the T. So we, our yaqeen from our heart, whether people tell us follow protocols, follow government, we follow what Allah and His Rasul said. Allah's word, the people, the scientists' word, badalti rehti hai, they keep on changing. Allah ka kalam jahan tha, ab bhi wahan hai. Allah's kalam, where it was, it is still now. 1400 years, 10,000 years of the world, whatever time, what and what turbulences, and what havoc came in the world, Allah's kalam is there where it is. So we must believe in that. So anyway, then Allah Ta'ala's command, Allah made the distance, changed the distances. Where it was nearer, Allah made it further. Where it was further, Allah made it nearer. And when they measured, then the place that was actually further, Allah made it nearer, the Nasara he was going to. And on that decision was made, he must go to Jannah. So we are also at that where we have come into a new Islamic year, 1444. We must also make hijrat. How many of us are really conscious that we are in a new year? We are conscious it's August. But how much of us, when it's December, January, the whole world, unfortunately, Muslims, pious Muslims, all of us are conscious of it. How many good people will be busy with firecrackers on that night, blowing their hootah, etc., doing all funny things in Muslim environments, all that. Who is all that firecrackers? And who's making that noise at night? What is 12 o'clock at night? What measurement? It's just a man calculation. There is nothing. Sunset is from Allah Ta'ala. Sunrise is from Allah. Zawal is from Allah. But this calculations of man, 12 o'clock in the day, 12 o'clock at night, and 1 minute past 12 is AM. That is day now. And it's dark night, but it is now day. Okay, now you can't write PM 1 minute past 12 at night. Now you write AM. It is now the day has started, when it is dark night. But that we follow blindly. What we should follow blindly are the commands of Allah. So with this time coming now, we should be conscious of a new year. With a new year, and there are many different types of new years. For example, this from Muharram is a new year. In our madrasas, generally, from Shawwal, we calculate the academic new year. Now, business people, new year is January, but their financial year is end of February. Many, there are different types in the world, all different. So for us, this is a new year that has come, either now or when our birthday. And that also we should become conscious. We should know our Islamic birthday. And from there we should count our dates. One good friend of ours, very old now, over 80, he says, anyone ask me my age, I just give the Islamic age. And I don't say this is my Islamic age. Finish, that is the calendar for me. I don't use the English calendar, the Gregorian calendar, or whatever we want to call. Just this. But all of us, good, our students, we, anyone ask us, when did you graduate? The English date. After 6 years in a Darul Uloom, where Deen didn't come. Knowledge of Deen came, but Deen didn't come in our lives. What we require is that Deen must come. We go in Jamaat, we spend 40 days, 4 months, every year 4 months, 6 months we spend. But if Deen is not coming in our lives, we come to the Khanka and we get Khilafat also, we have Murids also. But if Deen is not coming in my life, though I may be the Sheikh also, we are failures. Deen must come. So whether it is from our birthday, whether it is from year, we should, as Mufti Saab explained, there should be some stock taking. Everyone, a businessman takes stock. A student, the institute takes stock of their students, how much have they learned. We have examinations. And we have exams before, quarterly, half yearly, different types, so that we make sure at the end we pass. And in most cases, in most institutions, the final when you come, hardly any failures. The work is, it is set out such that if you reach till there, you don't fail. You pass there. So we also, when we reach our mort, how many tests Allah had put in our lives. Everyone, we know what we have gone through. How much, what wrong we have done. How much Allah covered up for us. Let us learn lessons from this. And we are ready by the time mort comes, then we are 100% ready. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, who is the examining body, He has leaked out the paper for cover also for the day of Qiyamah. Usually a paper is leaked by some other people. The printing where it's done or whoever else. Some forgery and some bribery and the paper. But Allah Himself leaked out the paper. And then Allah, and there are such students from our experience. They hid the paper before time, but they couldn't get the answers also. Though they had the textbooks, they had everything, they couldn't work out the answers. So Allah gave the answers also. And what an answer Allah gave. A person will read, رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا. The first question in the qabr, مَرْ رَبُّكَ. The second question, مَا دِينُكَ وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ. And the final question, what do you say with regard to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? وَبِ سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدْ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam رَسُولًا وَنَبِيًّا. We read this regularly, the questions in the qabr, Allah gave us the answers also. You couldn't work out the answers yourself, I'm giving. Just read it. A person who reads it in the morning, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam will take him by his hand and take him to Jannah. A person who reads it morning and night, and how few seconds to read it, that person, Allah will be pleased with him on the day of Qiyamah. So we should take a stock of ourselves. And after stock taking, then see where you are, what you must correct, where there was theft taking place, where there wasn't work being done properly, and then correct yourself. And in this every year of our calendar, every year of our life, we take stock. And if we don't take stock, a person who's just running his business all the time, and he doesn't take stock, his shop might be full also of goods. But if he doesn't realize, suddenly the carpet is just pulled out from under his feet. Where he was going wrong. How so many of our friends reported business carrying on, the worker who was at the till, when we realized this is some time ago, 2 million rand he had siphoned off. How many accountants, they just siphon off money from the company. You don't know what is happening. So our deen, it must not happen when it's too late we realize. And in the, at the time of the qabr, Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali writes, he writes that of righteous people, pious people in the qabr, that azab was coming and somebody's dua just reached in time. But just to see that farishta, that person coming with a whole a huge amount of fire coming, rushing to you, that alone is so frightening. And then somebody's dua, a mother tells her son that when I pass away at the qabr, tell me that I must read La ilaha illallah. The night he did it, he did what his mother told him. At night, and a righteous, pious woman, when he sleeps, his mother tells him, I appreciate very much you did what you told me. Azab was coming to me, but your La ilaha illallah just came in time and I got saved. So that are realities we are going to. When we read this, we think that we must give up everything and try and meet every person in the world and try and impress on him as much as we can. Worry about your qabr. We are all going in that direction. We are worried of our dunya only. Anything we say, what happens, what will the people say? We don't think what will happen in the qabr by this. What will happen to my finances? What will happen to my business, my family? Accident, what's happening to the children? And a person passes away, we are at the qabristan, we lower the body, and we don't think what is going to happen there. And that I'm going in that side. So this is the time to reflect on all that. That we take this lesson. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. The number of months by Allah Ta'ala, 12 months, where they just solar calendar, or Gregorian calendar, English calendar, what we call, or whether it's the Islamic history calendar, 12 months Allah Ta'ala has fixed. And Allah has said, يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاءَ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. This is in the book, Lawh-e Mahfuz. It was there in the drawing board, drawing plans, it was fixed already. And when يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, when Allah created the heavens of the earth, the same thing was implemented. 12 months have been fixed. And مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمْ. 4 months are sacred months. The month that we are in, Muharram. We've got a few days left of this valuable month. The month that is past Zulhijjah, and what to say of Zulhijjah. The first 10 days overshadow the rest of the month. That some ulama have called the whole month the first 10 days. The greatest days of the year, the first 10 days. And the greatest day of the year, the Yom Arafat. When an Arafat people who are there, and Al-Hajj or Al-Arafah. Hajj is Arafah. The government there, they used to make, most probably still they make, people who got ill, who are in coma in the hospital, who came for Hajj, they make sure they transport them with helicopter just to be in Arafat. 36 hours or we got the time to be in Arafat. The 12 hours of the night before is counted also of that day. The 12 hours of the day also. And the next night is also counted with this. So in that 36 hours roughly, a person is there for 1 second, his Hajj is made. And Allah becomes so happy of all those people who come for Arafah in Hajj. Allah declares all of them their deliverance from Jahannam. Allah declares that there are no newborn babies as far as their A'mal are concerned. All the past gunas are forgiven. And now the complete new life you start. One aspect was left behind, the rights of fellow people. Then in Muzdalifah, that also Allah Ta'ala accepted the dua, that the rights of fellow people. So we should regularly make that dua also consciously. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah alayhi says, I make this dua regularly, and I implore my friends also to make, that the rights of people that are upon us, we don't know where and where we have wronged people. Openly we have wronged people. And our closest people. Husband wrongs his wife so much. Wife wrongs her husband so much. And if we want to make our Islah, one easy way, just tell your wife, you know, you do this wrong and you do that wrong. And immediately she will tell you, and what about you? This you do wrong. And you'll see the fault she will, which you thought you are very big pious buzur. And she will mention all your faults. Or the wife tells the husband, you do this wrong, you do that. He'll get so angry, and what about you? What and what? You did this, you did that, you do this wrong all the time. Our faults, if we want our Islah, let them come out. And the husband won't spare the wife, wife won't spare the husband. Other people will still take it easy, but they won't spare, and they'll tell you as it is. And then you correct yourself. One of the worst things is ghaflat. We don't see our wrong. We are thinking, I'm very pious. I'm a sheikh. I'm a ustad. I'm an alim. I'm a sheikh. So I think I'm all right. Everyone is becoming bad to me. But you have everyone. Kullukum khata'un. Till I don't realize I've got wrong. And the other terrible thing is, we can see the wrongs of all the people. Sheikh can see the wrongs of all his murid. And murid see, my sheikh is weak in this. And we see the faults of the sheikh. Husband sees the faults of the wife. Wife sees the faults of the husband. Ulama are seeing the faults of the public. And public are complaining all the time of the ulama, that they are fighting amongst themselves. So all of us, until we don't see this parda that is on our head, that I don't see my own faults, is one of the worst. And undoubtedly at the time of mort, that parda chak ho jayega. It will be torn apart and we'll see the haqiqat. But then it will be too late. Fortunate are those people who see that before, what their condition. So this is the time. And then to make amends also, to correct our lives also. So this is the time. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this opportunity. And these are Mubarak months. during these months, every year let us remember who Allah spares to see. Muharram is getting finished. Rajab will come the 7th month. Then that is one of the sacred months. After that, Shaban, Ramadan, Shawwal. 3 months will pass, then Zulqa'dah will come again. So these are the months that every good deed is multiplied, is magnified. The good deeds are increased tremendously. And one other thing very important, bad deeds, sins, normally it's only one sin. And as long as a person thinks of a sin, it's not written. When he does it, only one sin is written. But during these months, sins are also increased. And they are so greatly increased. The sins a person commits in this month is like a person in ihram, in the haram, commits a guna. How big isn't that guna? So our cell phones, the photos that we take, the backbiting that we do, how many namazes are not in order, our eyes are out of control, tongue is out of control. We are preparing jahannam for ourselves. So I'm thinking, I'm shouting and swearing and raving and ranting and carrying on. And really, I'm just making a comic out of myself and preparing myself for jahannam. And if I'm sitting quiet, reading my tasbih, reading my Quran Sharif, I'm taking care for my namazes to be proper, the world will think he's a lost case, he's nothing. But you'll be making everything for akhirat. So this is the time that we turn in that way. Then on the 10th of Muharram, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saw before that our Islamic calendar. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was that great administrator, the like of which the world hasn't seen. What an administrator he was. All this pension schemes, all this looking after the widows, looking after stray cats, looking after stray dogs, this was all in that system. Allahu Akbar, what Islam has given to the world, but we today who have got all this, we following those who have got nothing. We are following the non-Muslims. How can we follow? How can a seeing person decide to follow a blind person? How can a person who can run and jump and is healthy tell a paralyzed person, you carry me on your back? How can that? But this is what we are actually doing. There's impossible, impossible. For it to be impossible, it's impossible. But yes, we see it with our eyes. We the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those who Allah Ta'ala said, kuntum khayra ummatin. We are following the people who are bound for Jahannam. We are following the deaf, dumb and blind. Those people, summum, bukmun, umyun, fahum la yarji'un, fahum la ya'aqilun. There is no hope of them returning to righteousness. They've got no brains, those people. And we following them. How can we do the birthday parties, the weddings, our dressing, our education? We following them in everything. What we had to be doing? Dunya is our life today. To be alright in dunya. Don't upset the apple cart. Things are going smooth. Even to me, in myself, in my thoughts, that what I am, I'm making namaz, I'm pious. So don't let the gunas come and let me think that azab of Allah will come. That I'm a sinner. Don't let that thought come in my mind that I'm a sinner. Just let everyone think. I also think I'm pious. Everyone must think I'm pious. We are all pious. People in glass houses mustn't throw stones. So don't find fault with it, and we are all right. And then we'll come to that real big bang. There was no big bang that the world comes into exist. The big bang at the time of Maud. And a person will not know what hit him from where. There are those people in the qabr, alam e barzakh. The qabr will be filled with boiling water. Yes, sometimes we make wudu or we are bathing and just the tap we didn't do it pro, and the hot water comes. One friend of ours who was an acute diabetic, so much hot water, but being a diabetic, he had to have his leg amputated. That water burns, and to be sleeping in that water. And worse than that, there will be people in boiling oil. And these are not other people. Allah protect us. Our gunas, we don't want to see our gunas. We don't want to admit our good deeds are in front of us. And in front of the wife, our gunas. And in front of the other people, they seeing our faults. And we in our imaginary world, I'm really top of the world. Nobody like me. People must know who I am. and what good I'm doing, but all are seeing your faults, and they know what a coon you are, eh? And what a baboon you are, and you thinking you are somebody great. At the time of mort, it will open up. So anyway, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he saw the Jews of Medina Sharif keeping roza on the 10th of Muharram, and asked them why, they say, we are commemorating and our enjoyment that Allah gave salvation to Musa alayhi salam and the Bani Israel from Fir'aun and his clutches on this day. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, we are more worthy to celebrate that day. And the celebration was declared, it was in their religion also. They also celebrated it with fasting. So this is a thing that should come in our lives also, to fast and to celebrate with fasting. The month of Ramadan in one aspect is really the real celebration of the gift of the Quran. The 30 rozas are kept. It is commemorating and celebrating this great gift of Quran Sharif that Allah prescribed. Keep 30 rozas to celebrate the gift of the Quran Sharif. So yeah, also this we should, many times we do feast, and there is feasting in Islam also, like aqiqah, like walima, etc. But there is fasting also. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah alayh, when he got his citizenship for Saudi, many people are happy they got their citizenship for Saudi for making money. Hazrat was happy that he was staying be jawari Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the neighborhood, and way in the neighborhood. Madrasa Shar'iyya where Hazrat was staying, Allah gave us the good fortune. We spend Ramadan with Hazrat there. We should go for Hazrat Zikr Majalis there. And also Allah gave the good fortune of being in the khidmat of Hazrat when he should come to the Haram. And how Hazrat should spend his time, 3-4 hours just sitting on his wheelchair. And what muraqabah he was making, only Allah knows. Anyway, it was right, now it's part of the Haram. It's included in the Haram. It was just a distance from Babun Nisa, just a little bit. And there were, Hazrat was, Allah gave, for that great honor, Hazrat kept 40 days rozas. And he went in Jamaat that 40 days. 40 days in Jamaat and 40 days roza, that Allah gave me this great honor. And to be bejawari Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a great thing. There are those great buzurg that people saw them in their dream. Where is that person? He's gone there. He's my Nabi, in the neighborhood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. We should try and read this dua also. Allahumma inna nasaluka imanan la yartad wa na'iman la yanfad ومرافقة نبينا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. This dua Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahab Rahmatullah Ali taught me, and then after some time I made this dua in front of me. So he said, I have stopped making that dua, I feel shy, where me, and I'm asking for the neighborhood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are not fit for that, to be in that neighborhood. That is what we are asking. Then he said, but we should ask. Who are we and what's our amal? We are nowhere. But we ask for the mercy of Allah. May Allah in His mercy make all of us, the whole ummah, give us place in the neighborhood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a great honor. So then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, we'll keep this roza, but add that if I live next year, I will keep on the 9th and 10th or 10th and 11th, just to distinguish and make ourselves from the Ahle Kitab, the Jews. So we should think how much Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in a deeni matter, he wanted to be different. We are complete different nation. Badal Islamu ghariba, Islam started in a different way. Was the Ya'udu ila al-ghuraba. Again a time will come when people, the Muslims will be, they will be marked. These are different people. So don't shy away. If people tell you you belong to the stone age, you belong to the camel age, you should be happy. One friend of ours, he asked me some time ago, my sister works in a family business, and I've discouraged her, so what should I say? Yes, a woman shouldn't go to work, they should be at home. So they told the boss, family man, they said that Maulana says this. They say, Maulana belongs to the 6th century. Leave him alone. He doesn't know what's happening here. So it was an honor for me. I said, Alhamdulillah. Had they put me in the 1st century, what to say? They only brought me till this. So we should feel happy. Somebody calls you that you are very strict. Allah says that for Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ وَلَا تَضْغَوْا إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا. Allah says to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you be very strict, very hard on your nafs. You be strict on deen. تَمَسَّكُوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِزِ. Hold very firmly onto it. Don't move one bit from the sunnah. So if somebody tells you that, say, I will tell Allah, the people were saying that I was very strict on deen. What an honor for you. They gave you what accolade. When they say that, don't feel offended. Don't feel that, no, they must call me broad-minded. The broad-minded people, they accommodate all the filth and dirt of this world. We don't have to be broad-minded. He's a very balanced person. That he even allows all the alphabet fitness and all that. He allows everything. He allows everything. No, we must never be anywhere near there. We must be happy that they call us. And these, the opposition, are giving us those certificates. We should be happy. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam taught us we must be completely different. So these are those times that we must be different from everyone we are taught. Our dressing must be different. Our way of thinking must be different. That person, a hunter, who caught the cub, a baby of a lion, he brought it home and made it grow up with the sheep. Eventually this lion cub, as it grew up, it was eating grass. And then after that, bleating like the sheep. After that, some time, a real lion came from the jungle and saw, my brother is with all samosas and pies. The sheep are ready for them, for his breakfast, for his lunch, supper. And he's not eating, he's very sick, he's lost his appetite. He's got the best of ready for him, he doesn't have to hunt them. And he's not eating, he's very sick. He told him, my brother, he said, I'm not your brother. He forgot his identity. He forgot from where he's coming, who he is. He said, please come with me, you need ICU treatment. Come to me, I have to take you for ICU. He took him down to the river, the dam. He said, look in there, your image. Do you look like me or you look like that stupid sheep? One person in one bayan I told that these people, the kuffar, deaf, dumb and blind people, they are stupid. So somebody took offense to that. How can you call them stupid? I said they are stupid. If they're not stupid, then what? If they say they are from monkeys. How stupid are they? What must I say? They're clever. They're teaching all the wrong. They are in haram. They are in dirt. Their stringy are not in order. They don't wash, they polish themselves, they go and lay in the tub with that, and conserve water, everyone, and that water is going in their mouth. I must say they're clever people. How many of our people are saying they are, we must follow them? Where have we landed? So he told him, you look. So he said, yes, I can see, I look like you. He realized his identity. Then that lion of the jungle roared like a lion roars. This was a lion. And the roar of a lion, it was tape recorded in his heart. If it was just all covered with sand and sawdust and dirt, love of this dunya and all just comfort and ease, living comfortably there, eating grass, he became like a Hindu, eating all vegetables, Musliman, ghost khawawaro. And he forgot to eat meat, and he's just eating veggies and eating dars all the time. And Sayyidu Ta'am, the best of meat, food, laham, Allah gave, that he's not eating. So now when he told him to try and roar, he roared. Then he realized who he was. And then now, no sheep will be left. Some of them he'll have for breakfast, some for lunch, and the rest will be for supper. Unfortunately, we laugh at him, but 100% that is our. We are living with the non-Muslims, we forgot our identity. We forgot who we are. And as the Sahaba, أَتْرُكُ سُنَّةَ حَبِيبِي لَهَاُولَىٰ الْحُمَقَىٰ. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he entered Baytul Maqdis, نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ عَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. That we are قَوْمٌ وَإِنْ نَتْلُبُ الْعِزَّ فِي غَيْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ أَذَلَّنَ اللَّهُ. Where are we? Yeah, that is what our position was. We have our language we have forgotten. Our success is in university degrees. Well, iyazu billah. In learning kufr and shirk can be our success in there. Where our girls go and they all the time they are flirting around with the non-Muslims and they have become the playground. Our girls, their izzat, the greatest honor of their body have become the playgrounds of the kuffar. And they are playing around with them. And then the abortions, haram pregnancies, the abortions, and then the drugs and the suicide that follow after that. Our success in that, we are seeing that. And we are encouraging our people, go for that. That is your success in that. All the other evil and dirt that we are involved in. We are those people, Allahu Akbar, the Afghanistani woman. The non-Muslims are non-Muslims, the deaf, dumb and blind people. But Muslims also saying they belong to the Stone Age. But they are the ones who won the war not once. They proved it openly. 3 times they defeated the British in about 800 years ago. They defeated the Soviet Union. Not only Russia, the Soviet Union, the whole Soviet Union. They have defeated America with the alliance. NATO with about plus minus 50 countries. It was those Afghanistan women. That iman that they had, which they transferred into their children. And those children without no boots of war they had. No AK-47s they had. They had iman in them. And with the knowledge of Quran and Hadith, they didn't go and learn philosophies. And they didn't go and learn all other Marxism and this theory and that theory and this social system, nothing. What they learned was Quran. With that they defeated everyone. So this is what we have to. We can't follow in them. We are the living people. How can we follow dead people? We are the seeing people. How can we follow the blind people? We are people who are healthy, hale and healthy, jump and run. How can we ask the paralyzed people to carry us on their backs? And where they are going to Jahannam. And we are asking the paralyzed person who is going to Jahannam, you take me with. I want to join you. And it's our honor that we live like these people. And that how they do their things, it's our honor. And the system of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we look down upon it. The sunnah, miswak, we make, na'uzubillah, institutes of Islam make a mockery out of the miswak. Can that be an institute of Islam? What is that? So Allah, give us proper understanding. There is a great occasion to go in the right direction. Turn around. The person who killed 100 people went straight to Jannah. In his qabr is enjoying till now. We haven't perhaps committed 100 murders. Inshallah, not one murder we have committed. Our other gunas, just make tawbah. Turn to Allah. Allah's mercy, Allah's forgiveness is unlimited. It's just a matter of turning to Him. There is an ideal occasion that we turn to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us proper understanding of our deen and follow our deen thoroughly.